91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today we discuss a unique project which fights crime against seniors and even uses senior volunteers to help stem the abuse. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper. The Florida Attorney General's office has recruited some 200 retired police officers, lawyers, and FBI agents, or simply concerned citizens, to help nail those who swindle or abuse seniors. Many are victimized by predatory contracts and identity theft. We'll visit with volunteer senior Alan Campbell, who works from the North Miami Beach Police Station, as well as officer John Philome, who follows up on criminal leads. And we'll take your calls as well. Topical Currents, up next, first the news. Welcome back to today's Topical Currents, Tuesday edition. Bonnie Berman with you, Joseph Cooper under the weather. Too much partying over the holidays. Hope you all had a great new year. This hour, we learn about a unique law enforcement project which has retired volunteers help law enforcement to curb crime against senior citizens. It's about how law enforcement bodies, such as the North Miami Beach Police Department, team up with the Florida Attorney General's office in their Seniors Versus Crime project to work against fraud, predatory contracts, and other abuses. Since the opening of the first local project offices in 2001, local project offices have handled more than 39,000 cases, recovered over $16 million in real dollars, plus over $12 million in realized gains for Florida seniors. It's a total of $28 million for Florida seniors that would have otherwise been lost without their intervention. With me now is Alan Campbell. He's a bilingual retired executive who volunteers on Seniors Versus Crime. Welcome to you, Alan.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you. We also have North Miami Beach Police Crime Prevention Officer John Philome in the studio. He's a 10-year award-winning veteran with the department and just promoted, I just found out, to Crime Prevention Supervisor. Welcome to you, Officer Philome.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. It's our pleasure. So let's begin with what is called Senior Sleuth, Alan Campbell, as you're called. I'd like you to begin with an overview of Seniors Versus Crime, a brief history, how it came to be a project of the Attorney General's office in 1989.
About 17 years ago, the Florida legislature was concerned with the large number of scams being run against seniors in our state, and they asked the Attorney General's office to investigate how it could be combated. Well, the Attorney General's office is overloaded. This is the state which is number one for scams in the United States. But in any event, they went out and conducted a lot of interviews with seniors as to whether they'd been scammed, what the problems were, whether their money had been abused in some form by other people. And of course, they found a lot of it going on and categorized it. But they also found a large number of seniors who were retired lawyers, policemen, FBI agents, CPAs, who said, you know, we'd like to help in combating this. So one of the things they did to combat this wave of scamming was to form Seniors Versus Crime. It is a separate organization which is authorized and really looks to the Florida Attorney General's office for its operation, but we are not their employees. In fact, we're pro bono anyway. We don't get any money for it. And the idea originally was to help seniors who had problems or were bringing problems to the Attorney General to see if some of them can be resolved. But with time, it's really evolved to, we serve anybody. It doesn't make any difference if they're a senior or not.
Okay, that's an important point I was going to ask you. So you don't have to be a senior to get help from Seniors Versus Crime?
No.
Okay. All right, and go on.
Well, so the question is, well, what can I do? Well, first of all, only a judge can decide if a crime has been committed. The Attorney General's office can only investigate, or district attorney, whoever it is, And if they feel there's something, a crime, then it still has to go to a judge. And many of the things that the individual citizens think they were scammed on, maybe they were, but they fall in, not in exactly crime, but more as a civil matter, because somehow there wasn't a meeting of the minds in the contract, or they feel that they overpaid, etc. And on these civil matters, I can be of help. I can mediate. I can see if there can be some resolution which the person will be happy with, and also the other party will also be happy with. If I can't, well, they may have to go to an attorney and go to small claims court or other methods.
Okay, so you are about one of 200 seniors known as a senior sleuth who volunteer your time and energy. Just tell us exactly, and we'll get to it, because I know you're always looking for more senior sleuths, what assistance you do offer. So you say it's only in civil matters.
Right. Well, I will investigate if there happens to be fraud, or if I think there's fraud, I may do a number of things. So maybe tell the person, first of all, go to your local police station and file a complaint and have them investigate it. And if they back you up, then you may have a good case for whatever you're doing. In other cases where it's very clear to begin with, perhaps, that fraud's been committed, I have to turn it over to the proper authority. And that's usually where John comes into it. Because if so is the case, I'll go to John and say, look, I can't do anything here, and this and this and this happens. And then he will take action on it.
Okay. And John Filome, Officer Filome, let's bring you into the conversation. When is it? Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you. You were named the Crime Prevention Officer of the Year 2014, by the Southeast Crime Prevention Association. So what does your work entail?
Ooh, a lot. It's pretty much what it says, crime prevention.
So working a lot, before the fact?
Yes, before the fact, and okay. Even sometimes after the fact. We usually, with the police department, we do a lot of follow-up on different cases after, you know, someone has been a victim, or if we take preventive measures to make sure that, you know, different types of crimes don't occur again and so forth like that. And we also just look into a lot of different crime trends that are going around, you know, throughout our nation and so forth like that. Being part of the Crime Prevention Association, we meet once every month and we discuss a lot of different crime trends, different things that are going on and so forth like that.
So what's trending other than identity theft? And have you seen an uptick in the 10 years you've been doing this? Have you seen an uptick in crimes?
Yes, different types of, especially pertaining to fraud. Fraud is just, we're ranked number one.
Fraud meaning?
Through scams, through the income taxes, through different, you know, you say the lottery scams and so forth like that, and a lot of different types of frauds that we have here.
Okay, so in your work with seniors versus crime, and I guess it's a little misleading because you're saying anybody can get assistance.
Yes.
So we have to put that message out there that you don't have to be a senior.
Yes.
We won't ask for ID, right?
Yeah. Let me give a couple ideas of cronky cases that I've handled. I can't name the person, not even where they live in the county, but it gives you an idea of some of the things I do. A lady contacts me and says, I am being dunned by a national car lending company, loan company, for a car which I never bought. In fact, the car was purchased without my knowledge, but they used my identity to get it done, and they forged my signature. It turned out that it had been somebody that she'd rented a room in her apartment to for a year, who one day must have gotten all her ID, and later, after having moved out, went and bought this car.
Okay.
And down on the bottom, signed her as the co-signer on the loan. The original person then never paid anything, and she was being chased. I said, go to your police station and make a report. She made the report. They compared her signature with the signature on the documents and came to the conclusion that this was a forgery. She came back to me. I said, okay, I'm going to talk to Nissan first of all, give them this report, and say that, in my opinion, they should have no claim against you. And Nissan agreed, I mean, they took her off it. And then I said, from here on, if the police department investigation is turned over to district attorney's office or somebody else, they can act on it. But I've come to the end of what I've done. So she was very happy. I got her off the loan. What happened after that, I really don't know.
Okay.
Another case, a lady.
Well, just let's talk about this one case.
Mm-hmm.
What she did from there, if she went to the police, if she, you know, placed charges against this woman who had rented the room for her from her in her house, charged her, we don't know anything about that. But we want to point out that the senior sleuth services that you're talking about are for civil cases, and they're provided free of charge. Is that correct?
Right. No charge.
Yes.
No attorney.
Right. Now, a second example of something that doesn't involve a crime. A lady makes a contract to have an iron fence built around her property. She pays $3,000 down, and they're supposed to complete the work within 15 days. A month and a half has gone by. They haven't done anything. She says they're not responsive. What I did was I had her sign a document which allows me to speak for her and give me a copy of the contract. I talked to the contractor. I says, look, first of all, I see that you've been in business many years. You do have some complaints against you. But when you complete the fence, you're probably going to make a profit of $3,000 on it anyway. So why not complete the fence rather than keeping the $3,000 now and causing a problem? He agreed. Within 24 hours, she had her fence.
Let me ask you, Officer Fillome, in the case, I just lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, you were talking about the fence.
Well, and that really brings the end of us, because that's something, it's a purely civil matter. It's not a crime. No crime isn't committed. Maybe he was just overloaded with work and she would eventually get it. But the point is, she got it with my services promptly rather than waiting more time.
Do you have a success rate?
I would say I have, first of all, at least half of the cases I get, they have no basis, really. Then in the other half, I would guess maybe one-third I have success. Two-thirds, very frankly, all I've been is maybe to be of help. Maybe in many cases, they need a lawyer and they don't have the money.
Right.
And I'm able to point to them where they can get pro bono service and take this to the court if necessary.
I know what I was going to ask you, Officer Fillome. What about in the case of somebody like this woman who was being dunned by Nissan for the car she never purchased, and because this woman had rented a room for her and she got her information? What about people who were afraid to come forward? For fear of retribution by the other person, officer.
Yes. See, they can come forward. We, with the police department, especially through our community relations union, we try to make it very easy for a lot of people to come to us, or, you know, with programs like Seniors Versus Crime, that they really feel as if, you know, they, number one, the person who's doing this to them is probably someone that they know and they don't want that person to get in trouble.
Exactly.
Or number two, you know, maybe it's some, they don't know who's doing it. So we try to make it easier for them to come to us, and we just pretty much put everything up front. So that way, you know, they can make the decision so far like that. Because a lot of times we see, especially with a lot of our seniors, they really feel ashamed that they're in this situation and, you know,
they got taken advantage of
and so forth like that. And they're really reluctant to come to the police department. So we host a lot of different presentations just to show them, just in case if they don't want to speak to us, we'll tell them the process and we'll, teach them that the pretty much ways to communicate with us, whether it's through the Seniors Versus Crime, the police department, the AG department, or any services that other services that they can go to.
All right, and we'll get to the process as it is. We're speaking with Officer John Fillome of the North Miami Beach Police Crime Prevention Department. Actually, he is, as I said, supervisor of the crime prevention in North Miami Beach Police Department, as well as Alan Campbell, a senior citizen volunteer known as a senior sleuth in the Seniors Versus Crime Project. If you or a family member or friend have been the victim of fraud or a scam, did you turn to Seniors Versus Crime? Did you know where to turn? Our number, 1-800-743-9576. Perhaps you currently have a situation that requires intervention. 1-800-743-9576. You can email radio@wlrn.org. And we'll be right back. And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with you. We're talking about a project of the Florida Attorney General's office called Seniors Versus Crime with John Filome, Officer John Filome from the North Miami Beach Police Crime Prevention Unit, and with Alan Campbell. He is known as a senior sleuth in the project, Seniors Versus Crime. Again, our number, 1-800-743-9576. If you're in a situation you want perhaps to find out what you can do about it, 1-800-743-9576, or radio at WLRN.org. And again, you don't have to be a senior, to call. Okay, Alan, I'm interested about you and why you got involved in this initiative. Were you a victim of a scam or a crime?
No, I haven't been a victim. However, first of all, I live in the area of North Miami Beach. I'm a member of the Lions Club, and a number of the police officers are also members of a Lions Club in that area. And I have a background in law from the University of Wisconsin, which I never used. I was over half a century in business, so I got a lot of information about contracts, how business is conducted, sometimes not so well. And I thought to myself, well, I could be of help in this project. It's close to home, and it's something I like and have some experience in. And one thing I want to point out here, although I work out of the North Miami Beach Police Station, I cover the entire county. Anybody in Miami-Dade could lodge a complaint. In fact, I get maybe one-fifth of my complaints come from other states of a transaction that took place in Miami-Dade where they feel that they have been scammed or overcharged or the contract was not completed.
I was wondering about that. If someone was just a tourist or a visitor here, they can still get help from Seniors
yes.
Versus Crime.
Yes.
And Officer Filome, what about statute of limitations? I mean, I guess every crime has a different statute of limitations. If somebody was here 3 years ago and got scammed while they were staying in a hotel, can they still take action?
Yes, they still can. They can contact their local police department and file a police report and have, you know, the law enforcement agencies take a look at it. The one thing about that, too, is, you know, even if there is a statute of limitation on the particular crime itself, we still want to know about it just in case the crime is yes. continuous.
Right.
And so forth like that.
And the statute of limitations on contracts is written contracts is 5 years, and on oral contract is 4 years. But here's an interesting thing. Let's suppose that you made a contract, and I had a case of somebody in New York who made a contract down here over 5 years ago. 2 years afterward, the person down here acknowledged that they owed money and promised to pay it. The minute of and they did it in writing. It's got to be in writing. The minute they promise in writing, the statute starts all over again. So even though this occurred over 5 years ago, I said to the man, look, in this case, I won't be able to help you. But if you really want to go through the trouble of filing a case in Miami-Dade court, small claims or whatever is necessary, you can do it. As far as I know, you may want to check that with a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer, so I can only refer to the laws that I know, but say, you better check with a lawyer and make sure I'm right.
Let's, for a moment, mention that these project offices are throughout the state of Florida.
Yes.
And the website is seniorsvscrime.com, correct?
Yes. Yes.
So if anybody is listening and or online in upstate Florida, there are different offices and they can just go on the website, right?
Yes. In our the North Miami Beach office, we actually cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Monroe County as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And since I'm bilingual, I frequently get referred to cases from further north. Particularly, I've had a few from Palm Beach where the person who was had the problem only speaks Spanish, and there's no Spanish-speaking person in the Palm Beach office.
I see. I see that many of the senior sleuths have background in the law or law enforcement. In fact, your partner is a former FBI agent, Alan, correct?
Yes.
But it's not a requirement for being a senior sleuth.
No,
right?
It wouldn't, but it'd sure be a good idea.
It'd be a good idea, yes.
Okay, but it's not a requirement.
Yes.
We'll talk more about what the requirements are. Let's just talk to Roy first. who is in Miami because he's been waiting. Roy, welcome. You're on Topical Currents.
Hi. About 10 years ago, my father was defrauded by a woman pretending to be a nurse. He had a serious thing and was wound up in the hospital. I don't know how she found out where he was. He was coming out of a Publix. Said, "Do you remember me?" Of course he didn't. And to make a long story short, she asked him for $48,000 for a kidney transplant. And I knew immediately there was something going on, and was able to finally get a hold of her, even though she was pretending to be a nanny for her children while she was in the hospital. So anyway, I said to her, I said, "I'm going to make sure that you're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." She went to a lawyer in Broward County, and the lawyer contacted me and told me that she had signed a promissory note saying that she would pay back the money. So I said, "Well, I don't know, that's not good enough. He's already given the money to her." So the next day he called me, he says, "Mr. Schwab, I've got your money." I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yes." So I went into his office, he counted out $48,000 and kept his, she also promised to pay interest. And so he kept the interest on that amount of money, and everything turned out well. But we were fortunate, I think.
Officer Falome, how often does it work out like that?
Not all the time. I think that's the first. But we still want to know about cases like that because you never know how many other people she did that to as well.
Exactly. So did you report it?
No, I never reported it because it was taken care of completely. I didn't see any need to. Besides, she was very sleuthful, and she was probably gone. Luckily, I had a friend of mine who was an insurance investigator, and he checked her out and said she was posing as a nurse. And he said, "There's no nurse by this name." I don't know if you want to hear the name over the air. But
No, that's okay. That's okay. Okay, Roy, thank you for calling.
Welcome.
I'm glad it worked out for you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me
again, I just want to give the number. It's 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-WLRN. The name of the project is Seniors Versus Crime. It's a project of the Florida Attorney General's Office. And email is radio@WLRN.org. Alan, you were going to say?
Yes, let me mention that also. I would say the largest number of cases I turned down is because the person really has buyer's remorse.
Okay,
because
let's
they didn't
talk about that.
It.
Because a caller is asking why you said 50% of the cases are baseless.
Yeah. Well, I'll give a very good example from about 2 months ago. A lady calls me up and says, "I got scammed by a used car dealer. I bought a car from him, and I found out later on that it's $2,000 more than any place else I can buy. I want a refund." And I said, "Well, send me a copy of the contract." She did. And then I called her back later because everything was in order. I said, "Look, every merchant has a right to put his price. Every day I drive to work and I go by 15 or 20 filling stations. And maybe I fill up my car at a station where it's $1.15 a gallon. But a mile down, I found a station where there's $1.03 a gallon. I can't go back to the first station and say, refund me 12 cents. If you didn't research the Blue Book values or anything on it, there's nothing I can do for you. A person has to check their prices because they had the right to put the price and you accepted it."
So I think that these baseless cases are filed or they're brought to your attention in good faith. They don't perhaps understand that there a lot more due diligence is necessary on their part.
Yeah. I would say in today's world, everybody has to be very suspicious. I told a little story before the program, which is not quite true. I'm from Wisconsin, where when I was young, everybody was very honest. But down here in Miami, I count my fingers after shaking hands to make sure all five fingers are back from my hand. Everybody has to do their own due diligence. They can't expect to run to Papa and Mama later on, who are the police department or the attorney general's office, and say, "Hey, I got this deal which isn't right, and I think I paid too much." You got to take care of yourself.
Officer Falome?
Yes, and one of the things that we, when we first started with the Seniors Versus Crime program, we wanted to make sure that we looked at the entire program and see what we offer to the community. So we take information in, meaning the citizen can call us if they're going to do work on their home or contract and so forth, and they want us to look into pretty much the contractor or whoever is doing the work. They can call us and give us the information, and we'll do the research for you and say, "Hey, listen, we'll send you all that we found through, number one, the system or the Better Bureau system and so forth like that," and say, I don't think you want to work with that.
So you'll do the research with the Better Business Bureau or what other organizations?
Yes.
Department of Professional Regulation?
Yes, and Consumer Affairs. What we do is part of our liaison with the Attorney General's office, we have access to databases as well to look at other cases. Maybe someone filed a complaint against this case, and we can tell you, hey, listen, you may want to look for something else or someone else to do the work for you.
Well,
and one sure sign is if the contractor talks about you paying them in cash only, walk away.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have everything else wrong. And even if you do get their license and their insurance, which are very important, mm-hmm. and maybe good recommendations, just check, make sure that their insurance hasn't lapsed or license hasn't lapsed. That's where you have to do your checking. A lot of it can be done on the internet.
Right.
You can call the Miami-Dade Building Inspector's Office for information. There's even websites that specialize in this. But when you're doing a contract, be sure your contractor, and if at all possible, make sure the contract doesn't allow him to collect all the money too fast.
Exactly.
It should spell out exactly what the payment schedule is, and there should be a final payment when the work is done. Not pay all the money up front and discover that the work was 60% done or wasn't done right.
Yes. We're speaking about Senior versus Crime. It's a project of the Florida Attorney General's Office with Alan Campbell, a senior sleuth with the project, and Officer John Filome, a North Miami Beach Police Crime Prevention Officer and Supervisor. A little break here, and we'll be right back. And welcome back to Tuesday's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with you. We're visiting with Officer John Filome from the North Miami Beach Crime Prevention Office and a supervisor with that department, and Alan Campbell, a senior sleuth in the Senior versus Crime Project. Both gentlemen are involved with the Senior versus Crime Project. I wanted to just ask you how you go about filing a complaint. First of all, Officer Filome, a lot of people want your phone number. What is the phone number?
We can be reached at 305-948-2955.
Say it again.
305-948-2955.
Option 9.
And that's all they do. They do option 9, and that's the Senior versus Crime program?
Yes.
Okay. What I wanted to know is, what about for a disabled or handicapped person? Do they have to come to the office? Can this all be done on, or if they don't have a computer and it can't be done online?
The majority is done, and I never see the person. A few people do come to the office, particularly if they have a lot of documents and want to show them, or if they live nearby. But the majority of them done by phone, email, and I always have to send, in any event, a letter. It's not a letter, it's actually a request for assistance to them, where they sign and ask for the request that they give me authorization to speak for them, because many of the companies, particularly where I deal with Ford Motor and the rest, they're not going to talk to me unless I have permission.
So that's not power of attorney. You're just talking about getting the permission from...
authorization to talk on their behalf and exchange documents. Remember, many of my cases come from out of state. So I do it by mail with these people. I never get to see them.
Okay. Officer Filome.
Most of the times they go on to the Attorney General's website and they can fill out a complaint there online, and then it gets sent back to us.
I'm just thinking for people who don't have computer access.
Yes. We usually take the complaints over telephone as well. They can call us, and then Alan would definitely send out the information to them. And once we get that information back to state, the case begins.
And do you have confidentiality?
Yes, we're required to have confidentiality. that goes without saying.
Okay. Let's take a couple of calls. We're going to speak to Margo in Miami. Hi, Margo. You're on Topical Currents.
Hello. How are you? Yes. I was living with a woman for about a year and a half. My boyfriend left me, and I ended up in her garage. And I did ask her, you know, if she wanted me to pay her any rent, and she said, no, just save what you can so you can get your own apartment. So a year and a half, I was actually able to get one. Then when I asked her for the money, before I left, actually, She said that she couldn't give it to me until April of this year. And then another thing happened about a month and a half before I left her place. One of the other roommates who was who definitely didn't like me, and I am a senior and I am disabled, he hit me one night. We had got into a huge fight, and he hit me with a broom, and he knocked me across the room. I ended up going to the hospital. The thing is that I did not call the police right away. I called the police a day later when I went to the hospital myself, because I was afraid this woman, if I upset her, she wouldn't give me the money that she owed me. And it turned out to be about $4,300, which is the money she's not giving me. So mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what my recourse is. I'm wondering, I do have receipts for the money. I was able to save that. So I have all the receipts of the money that I gave her, because it was roughly about $200 a month. Sometimes it was more than that.
Okay, let's get John.
Well, one great source of help for people who are senior citizens is the Alliance for Aging. This is a, under the state of Florida, they have an agency which helps elderly citizens who perhaps have been abused, whose money is being improperly used, who are having some type of difficulty that needs action. And the Alliance for Aging, which has an office here in Miami, in fact, I'm going to give their telephone number right now. It's a 305 number, 870-6500. 305-870-6500. Frequently, they can provide free legal help, and they can do it promptly. I had a case in Palm Beach County where a Spanish-speaking gentleman was being evicted from his home. I got a hold of the Alliance for Aging. They had a lawyer helping right away, and he didn't get evicted because the eviction process that he was going through was being done incorrectly. Mm-hmm. So they're the ones who can help the fastest.
Okay, Margo, I hope that helps.
Okay, it's not necessary for me to go to the police or to
officer.
Yeah, if you are battered by someone, definitely let the police department know about that.
Yeah,
because you're a victim of a crime.
Even though she didn't go at the time.
Yeah, you still want to have it documented that something happened.
It was documented by the hospital.
Okay,
so the police could come down to the hospital.
Did they give you a police report or a case number? Okay, just follow up on it and see if it's being investigated or so forth. If you haven't been contacted by the police department.
Sorry, sir. It did happen in North Miami too.
Oh. Okay. Well, you can still give us
your area.
Yeah. Well, we work very good with North Miami. You can still give us a phone call, and we'll see what's going on and so forth like that. We'll definitely love to look into that for you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, Margo. Right. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Pat writes in, don't make the last contract payment. I guess she's talking about when you get a contractor. Until the city county inspection is passed, if applicable. I learned the hard way.
You're right.
Yes.
And very frankly, on contracts, I have quite a bit of experience. My opinion, there are certain types of contracts, particularly roofing contract. You should have in there a clause that 10% will be paid 90 days after the job is completed. That gives time to see if there's a rain or anything that happens. That is not unusual in the business, and the roofer will probably know that he's signed contracts like that before. If he doesn't want to do it, maybe he's too pressed for money, or maybe something else is going to happen. I go for another roofer.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's speak to Eric in Miami Gardens. Eric, welcome. You're on Topical Currents.
Yes. I had a situation. I recently had extensive dental work done as a result of an accident, and I signed a contract of $18,000 to complete the work. However, after the work was done, they gave me a bill of about $7,000 more. And no one has given me the reason why. We went into additional expenses. At no time did they tell my wife and I. As a result of what we found out, you have additional charges. So I never signed anything regarding additional charges. And I was just wondering how to approach this, and I don't have that contract, and they won't give me a copy of it. I seem to have lost that contract of $18,000 that I signed.
Okay.
Well, first of all, you never kept a contract. That's a mistake to begin with.
Yes.
This is perhaps a case where Seniors versus Crime could enter into it and mediate it. The minute that the contractor hears that the call is coming from North Miami Beach Police Station from a project of the Attorney General's office, he may turn very helpful. Exactly the same as the contractor I contacted regarding the iron fence. In 24 hours he did it. Maybe the lady would have taken months more to get it. So that's something that you could submit to us.
Okay, Eric. Okay. So do you understand how to...
Yes, is that through that number 870-6500?
No, that was the Alliance for Aging.
Yes.
305-948-2955, option 9.
Option 9. Thank you so very much.
Okay, good luck, Eric.
Thank you.
And Pat writes that it seems like all the contact info is for Dade County only, but we are pointing out that although the numbers are for Dade County, you work in Broward and Monroe as well.
Yes, we do.
Not Palm Beach?
Yes. Not Palm Beach because they have an office. What we do is if we do get cases that go out there, we'll refer them to the Palm Beach office and have someone call.
They have some offices in Broward also, but we get an awful lot from there anyway.
Okay. Yes.
And they don't care. In fact, they refer some of them to us.
To us.
Okay. We're speaking about Senior versus Crime as a special project of the Florida Attorney General with Officer John Filome from the North Miami Beach Police Department, and Alan Campbell, a senior sleuth in the project. A short break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tuesday's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman, we're talking about Seniors versus Crime, a special project of the Florida Attorney General's office with a senior sleuth, Alan Campbell. And we'll tell you more about how you can become a senior sleuth. And North Miami Beach Police Crime Prevention Supervisor, Officer John Filome. Let's talk about some common scams, and let's start with phone calls, where a lot of these begin. And I know just about a month ago, I got a call from the IRS telling me that I owed a lot of money and I had to do such and such, which of course I deleted, called the phone company, reported the number, which didn't work. But let's talk about that.
That's it. First of all, the IRS will never phone anybody about anything. If you're in real trouble with them, you're maybe going to get served with some papers at the door. But first, they do it by correspondence. And normally, they give 30 days for you to answer whatever their question is. If there's back taxes, they're going to tell you in writing what they determined. They'll give you 30 days to reply. You can go through a very long process with them. They're never going to call you and say, which is typical nowadays of these calls, you owe $1,200 on your taxes from 1999.
And if you don't pay, there's usually a threat.
And if you don't pay, we're going to send a police officer right away to put you in jail. Yes. And some people believe it. Now, John, tell them about one that you told me about of the man who came to the station.
I was actually out on patrol, and an elderly gentleman approached my car, and he says, I'm ready to turn myself in. And he was on the phone, and he goes, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to tell myself in, with tears in his eyes. So I said, sir, what did you do? He goes, the IRS is on the phone with me. He said, I sent them $3,000 already. And now they're asking me for $8,000 more. And they're telling me that if I don't send the $8,000, they're going to send the police to arrest me. So I'm ready to turn myself in. That hurt so much that I actually put a smile on his face. I go, wow, if you're on the phone with the IRS, please let me speak to them, because I was a victim of income tax fraud and I've been trying to get a hold of them for a long time. I said, so hand me the phone. So as soon as I got on the phone, the gentleman who was speaking to him of course, the scam artist, he hung up the telephone.
Right.
And I spoke to the LA gentleman. We talk, and I actually still keep in communications with him because, you know.
Did he ever get the $3,000 back?
No.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
A lot of times they're even in the foreign country when they're doing that. I had one case about 2 months ago. A lady calls me and said, I have had the IRS call me several times on $1,200 that I owe from back taxes. I know it's a scam, but the last call, they left me a telephone number to call them in case I wanted to pay it, and I want to give you that number. She gave me the number, and I recognized the area code as being Washington, D.C. So I phoned, and I got a recorder that said, this is Chris, please leave a message and I'll call back. And I figured, if he ever does call back, when he hears the recording that this is in the North Miami Beach Police Station, he's going to hang up. Half an hour later, Chris calls me back. He says, what can I do for you? I said, do you work for the IRS? He says, no, I work for President Obama in the press secretary's office. So I told him the whole thing that happened. I said, these people have somehow got a hold of your number when they're trying to scam people. You had better change it because you're going to get more calls like that.
Yeah. But talk about, Officer Fallone, the income tax fraud. You don't have to make it personal, but how did this happen?
A lot of times what would happen is these subjects will get your information, and then they'll go on an IRS database with a fake W-2 form and start filing, you know, your returns on your behalf and so forth like that. And very much ended up happening to me. Someone got a hold of my information, and they actually submitted a W-2 form of me working for Burger King and for the North Miami Beach Police Department. The best thing to do in those situations is to contact the IRS and get you a PIN number, so that way they know which one is your submission.
Well, just to let you know, we're doing an entire show tomorrow on identity theft, because it is so rampant and because South Florida is ground zero for that. Again, our number, we have a couple of minutes left. If you have been the victim of a fraud or scam, or you think you may have been, 1-800-743-9576, 1-800-743-9576, radio@WLRN.org is the email, and we will give out contact information again before the end of the show, and we'll have it on our website, WLRN.org. So, Alan.
Let me mention one more local scam similar to the IRS.
Okay.
Recently, lots of people have been getting a call from Florida Power and Light that they owe $120, $170, $80, whatever it is on a previous bill, and that their electricity will be shut off immediately if they don't pay it with a debit card. Now, FPNL is never going to call you. But there was one restaurant owner here locally who paid $1,800 because he was, you know, it was midday. The restaurant was full. He really believed them. FPL is not going to call you. Furthermore, there's a tip-off here. They want a debit card. You see, when you pay with a debit card, it's very difficult to get a charge reversed. If you pay with a credit card, you can get it reversed. Mm-hmm. So ask them, well, can I pay with a credit card, or just hang up? Because it's a fake call.
The message we want to get across is, first of all, the IRS will not be calling you. FP&L will not be calling you. When someone's asking for a debit card over the phone for anything, don't do it.
Yes.
Let's talk about how somebody can become a senior sleuth. Do you have to be a senior citizen to be a senior sleuth?
No. You don't have to be. You can come to the police department. We host it. A lot of other agencies do it as well. You can fill out the application. We have a brief interview with you. We, you know, talk to you about what senior versus crime and what we do and so forth like that. And then we put you to training with Alan after you get approved.
And John, mention a few of the other projects the station has besides seniors versus crime, because you've got a lot of things where people can volunteer.
Of course. We have our Citizen on Patrol program, where you can actually go out and become our eyes and our ears of the police department. And also, we have our young program for our youth, the Police Explorers program, and we're actually starting a new POW program as well.
Okay.
With our police department.
And is there a time requirement at the very end, Alan? I just need the number for the Alliance on Aging, if you write it down for me. I'll have it. Is there a time qualification to be a senior sleuth? Do you have to give a certain number of hours?
No, as long as you're able to give 12 hours a month, we want your help.
Okay. All right. And we are going to give out these numbers very slowly, and they will be on our website, so not to worry. And the clicking sound you're hearing is Alan playing with his pen. All right. Let's talk about any more common scam? You talk about the fake lotteries. What is that?
I got a call about a year and a half ago from the Attorney General's office in Tallahassee saying, we just got a call from a lady in Puerto Rico whose mother lives in Miami and who does not speak English. The lady in Puerto Rico says her mother has been called that she won a lottery in Jamaica for $10,000, but she has to send $800 to pay for the taxes before she can get the money. And she's afraid that her mother's going to do it because she can't convince her it's a scam. Will you please call her? So I called the mother, and I explained the whole thing. When you win a lottery, it's because you bought a ticket. Did you ever buy a ticket in the Jamaican lottery? No. Then how can you win? That's the way they all are. Mm-hmm. Person's never bought a ticket. And number two, they all ask for taxes. And then I said, any government requires the taxes to be taken out of the prize before it is sent. This is a scam. Don't send them any money. She says, too late. I did it yesterday. Oh. But that's the way the scam works.
Okay, let's give out this number because, Alan, the number you had for Alliance of Aging is actually not correct. So I'm going to give it out now. Okay. The number for Alliance for Aging is 305-670-6500. Again, we'll have it on our website. The number for Senior Versus Fraud at the North Miami Beach Police Department, which is one of the project offices sites, is 305-948-2955, option 9. 305-948-2955, option 9. And the website is seniorsvscrime.com. All right. I want to thank you. I wish we had a little longer, but Officer John Philome is a 10-year award-winning veteran with the North Miami Beach Crime Prevention Officer. He's now just been promoted to Crime Prevention Supervisor. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Alan Campbell is a senior citizen volunteer known as a senior sleuth in the Seniors Versus Crime Project, which is a special project of the Florida Attorney General. We want to thank you all, but you both, for being with us, and I'm sure you'll be hearing from many people. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we thank you for tuning in this hour. We hope you enjoyed and benefited from our conversation. It was produced by Polly Landis with technical direction by online producer Paul Leary. Lead producer Richard Ives gave additional assistance. Remember, we have free audio archives for download at our radio and television website. That's WLRN.org. And also, there are links, photos, and more at the Topical Currents Facebook page. That's facebook.com/topicalcurrents. Tune in tomorrow for our program and learn the latest about identity theft and online ripoffs from former New Jersey consumer advocate, author, and blogger Adam Levin. He's written Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. It's very informative. Again, the number for the Alliance for Aging is 305-670-6500. The number for the Seniors Versus Crime at North Miami Beach Police Department, 305-948-2955, option 9, and it's seniorsvscrime.com. Bonnie Berman thanking you for joining us. Stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.